What's going on, everybody? This is Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. With all the craziness happening in the world today, I decided to add a little positivity to it with this podcast. This podcast is going to focus on all things video games, whether it's discussing them, playing them, or just getting them on the cheap. Now, whether you're a PC player or a console player, I believe we all have something to add to this conversation. So I hope you enjoy the podcast, and as always, keep gaming. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I truly appreciate it. This week, we're going to talk about a game that I did not play as a kid. I saw it, and it didn't make sense to me, so I never played it. I regret it, even though I went back to play it. But that game, of course, is Metroid for the NES. Now, I played this game as an adult, and I really like it. But as a kid, I just didn't quite get it. It wasn't up my cup of tea, so I didn't play it. But I did get into the Metroid series with Super Metroid on the SNES. And that is an amazing game. This also is an amazing game. Let's talk about how amazing this game is, and we'll talk about the history of Metroid. Metroid is an action-adventure game developed and published by Nintendo. The first installment in the Metroid series, it was originally released in Japan for the Family Computer Disk System in August 1986. North America received a release in August 1987 on the NES in the GamePak ROM cartridge format, with the European release following in January 1988. Set on the planet Zebes, the story follows Samus Aran as she attempts to retrieve the parasitic Metroid organisms that were stolen by space pirates, who plan to replicate the Metroids by exposing them to beta rays and then use them as biological weapons to destroy Samus and all who oppose them. The game was developed by Nintendo Research and Development 1 and Intelligent Systems. It was produced by Gunpei Yokoi, directed by Satoru Okada and Masaoi Yamamoto, and scored by Horikazu Tanaka. It pioneered the Metroidvania genre, focusing on exploration and searching for power-ups used to reach previously inaccessible areas. Its varied endings for fast completion times made it an early popular title for speedrunning. It was also lauded for being one of the first video games to showcase a female protagonist. Metroid was both a critical and commercial success. Reviewers praised its graphics, soundtrack, and tight controls. Metroid is an action-adventure game in which the player controls Samus Aran in sprite-rendered two-dimensional landscapes. The game takes place on the planet Zebes, a large open world with areas connected by doors and elevators. The player controls Samus as she travels through the planet's caverns and hunts space pirates. She begins with a weak power beam as her only weapon, and the only ability is to jump. The player explores more areas and collects power-ups that grant Samus special abilities and enhance her armor and weaponry, allowing her to enter areas that were previously inaccessible. Among the power-ups that are included in the game are the Morph Ball, which allows Samus to curl into a ball and roll into tunnels, the Bomb, which can only be used while in ball form and can open hidden floor slash pathways, and the Screw Attack, a somersaulting move that destroys enemies in its path. In addition to common enemies, Samus encounters two bosses, Kraid and Ridley, whom she must defeat in order to progress. Ordinary enemies typically yield additional energy or ammunition when destroyed, and the player can increase Samus's carrying capacities by finding storage tanks and defeating bosses. Once Kraid and Ridley have both been defeated, the player can shoot their statues to open the path to a final area and confront Mother Brain. In the year 20X5, the space pirates attack a Galactic Federation-owned space research vessel and seize samples of Metroid creatures, the parasitic lifeforms discovered on the planet SR388. Dangerous floating organisms, the Metroids can latch onto any organism and drain its life energy to kill it. The space pirates plan to replicate Metroids by exposing them to beta rays and then using them as biological weapons to destroy all living beings. While searching for the stolen Metroids, the Galactic Federation locates the space pirates' base of operations on the planet Zebes. The Federation assaults the planet, but the pirates resist, forcing the Federation to retreat. As a last resort, the Federation decides to send a lone bounty hunter to penetrate Giggity, the pirate's base, and destroy Mother Brain. the biomechanical life form that controls the space pirate's fortress and its defenses. Considered the greatest of all bounty hunters, Samus Aran is chosen for the mission. Samus lands a gunship on the surface of Zebes and explores the planet, traveling through the planet's caverns, finding upgrades like missiles, energy tanks, morph ball, bombs, screw attacks, i.e. the lightning ball, the ice beam, and uses those weapons to dispatch the alien creatures who get in her way. She comes across Kraid, an ally of the space pirates, and Ridley, the space pirate's commander, and defeats them both. Eventually, Samus kills the Metroids and finds and destroys Mother Brain. A timed bomb goes off to destroy the lair, and Samus is able to escape before it explodes. After Nintendo's release of commercially successful platforming games in the 1980s, including Donkey Kong, Ice Climber, Super Mario Bros., and the critically acclaimed adventure game The Legend of Zelda, the company began working on action games. The word Metroid is a combination of the words Metro and Android. It was co-developed by Nintendo's Research and Development 1 Division in Intelligent Systems and produced by Gunpei Yokoi. Metroid was directed by Satoru Okada and Masao Yamamoto, credited as Yamamoto, and featured music written by Horikazu Tanaka, credited as Hip Tanaka. The scenario was created by Makoto Kanu, credited with his last name, and character design was done by Haruo Kayotaki, credited with his last name as well. Hirofumi Matsukoi, credited as the new Matsukoya, and Yoshio Sakamoto, credited as Shikamoto. The character design of Samus Aran was created by Kayotaki. Woo, that was rough once again. I'm sorry if I butchered your name. I don't speak your language. I'm sorry, there's so many frickin' vowels and I barely know what a vowel is. Anyway, the production was described as a very free working environment by Tanaka, who stated that, though being the composer, he also gave input for the graphics and helped name areas. Partway through development, one of the developers asked the others, "Hey, wouldn't it be kind of cool if we turned out that this person inside the suit was a woman?" The idea was incorporated in the game, though the English language instruction manual of the game uses the only pronoun he in reference to Samus. Ridley Scott's 1979 horror film Alien was described by Sakamoto as a huge influence after the game's world had been created. The development staff was affected by the work of the film's creature designer, H.R. Giger, and found his creations to be fitting for the theme. Still, there were problems that threatened timely progress and eventually led Sakamoto to be forcefully asked to participate by his superiors, i.e. voluntold, not volunteered, hoping his previous experience could help the team. Sakamoto stated he figured out a way to bypass the limited resources and time to leverage existing game media assets to create variation and an exciting experience. Nintendo attempted to distinguish Metroid from other games by making it a non-linear, adventure-based game in which exploration was a crucial part of the experience. The game often requires that the player retrace steps to progress, forcing the player to scroll the screen in all directions, as with most contemporary games. Metroid is considered one of the first video games to impress a feeling of desperation and solitude with the player. Following The Legend of Zelda, Metroid helped pioneer the idea of acquiring tools to strengthen characters and help progress through the game. Until then, most ability-enhancing power-ups like the Power Shot and Gauntlet and the Starman in Super Mario Bros. Offer only temporary boosts to characters, and they are not required to complete the game. In Metroid, however, items are permanent fixtures that lasted until the end. In particular, missiles and the ice beam are required to finish the game. After defeating Mother Brain, the game presents one of five ending screens based on the time to completion. Metroid is one of the first games to contain multiple endings. In the third, fourth, and fifth endings, Samus Aran appears without her suit and for the first time reveals herself to be a woman. In Japan, the disc card media used by the Famicom disc system allows players up to three different saved game slots in Metroid, similar to The Legend of Zelda in the West. Use of an internal battery to manage files was not fully realized in time for Metroid's international release. The Western versions of Metroid use a password system that was new to the industry at the time, in which players write down a 24-letter code and re-enter it into the game when they wish to continue a previous session. Codes also allowed for cheats, such as Narpus Sword and Justin Bailey. Tanaka said he wanted to make a score that made players feel like they were encountering a living, organism, and had no distinction between music and sound effects. The only time a melodic theme is heard is when Mother Brain is defeated in order to give the victorious player catharsis. During the rest of the game, the melodies are more minimalistic because Tanaka wanted the soundtrack to be the opposite of the hummable pop tunes found in other games at the time. Officially defined as a scrolling shooter video game, Metroid was released by Nintendo for the Famicom Disk System in Japan on August 6, 1986. The arcade version of the game was released in 1987 for Nintendo's PlayChoice 10 system. It was released on the Nintendo Entertainment System a year later, on August 15, 1987, in North America, and on January 15, 1998, in Europe. The game was re-released several times via emulation, linking the Game Boy Advance game Metroid Fusion with the GameCube's Metroid Prime using a link cable, unlocks the full version of Metroid on the GameCube. The game is unlocked as a bonus upon completion of Metroid Zero Mission. A standalone version of Metroid for the Game Boy Advance, part of the classic NES series collection, was released in Japan on August 10, 2004, in North America on October 25th, and in Europe on January 7, 2005. The game arrived on the Wii's Virtual Console in Europe and North America in 2007, and in Japan on March 4, 2008. Metroid is one of the 10 NES games released as part of the Nintendo 3DS Ambassador Program for people who purchased the Nintendo 3DS prior to its first price drop. It was released in North America on August 31st and in Europe on September 1st, 2011. Metroid was released for all 3DS owners on March 1st, 2012. It was also one of the 30 games included on the NES Classic Edition released in 2016. At E3 2010, Nintendo featured Metroid among NES and SNES games in a tech demo called Classic Games, to be released for the Nintendo 3DS. The Nintendo of America president said not to think of them as remakes. Miyamoto said that these classics might be using new features in the games that would take advantage of the 3DS's capabilities. This was released as part of the 3D Classic series, which does not include Metroid. The game was reimagined as Metroid Zero Mission with a more developed backstory, enhanced graphics, and the same general game layout. Metroid was a commercial success, reported to be famous and very popular by 1989. I don't know what that means. As of 2004, 2.73 million units of Metroid have been sold worldwide. In his book Maestro Mario, How Nintendo Transformed Video Game Music into an Art, video game scholar Andrew Shartman, that's right, his last name is Shartman, that sucks, notes the possible influence of Jerry Goldsmith's Alien score on Tanaka's music. A hypothesis supported by Sakamoto's acknowledgement of Alien's influence on the game's development. He also noted that the game emphasis on the silence to create a claustrophobic atmosphere. Shartman, that's the worst superhero you'll ever find. Shartman further argues that Tanaka's emphasis on silence was revolutionary to video game composition. Tanaka's greatest contribution to game music comes, paradoxically, in the form of silence. Ooh. He was arguably the first video game composer to emphasize the absence of sound in his music. Tanaka's score is an embodiment of isolation and atmospheric effect, one that penetrates Giggity deeply into the emotions. This view is echoed by GameSpot's History of Metroid, which notes how the game's music superbly evoked the proper feeling of solitude and loneliness one would expect while infiltrating a hostile alien planet alone. Well, there you have it, guys. There is a brief history of Metroid on the NES. I love this game as an adult because I actually understand it. I realized there was no map. You just have to figure things out. As a kid, that was so frustrating, but I got over it. I love it now. I've played most of the most of the Metroid games, and most are fun, some are frustrating. Either way, what'd you guys think of this podcast? Did you enjoy the history of Metroid? Did you get a chance to play this game as a kid or as an adult? Maybe you played it in 2016 on the Nintendo Classic Edition. Who knows? Well, you do, and I'd like to know. You could reach me at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Maybe give me some suggestions for what the next history of game will be. As always, take some time this week to play a video game. Doesn't have to be a Metroid, but why the heck not? Go ahead and play it. Be good people. Be good to those around you, and keep on gaming. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please take a second to subscribe. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Thanks again, and as always, keep gaming.